Okay, thank you. My name is Tony Norman. I'm chair of the PNB, chair in this coordinating committee meeting. We're convening at about 8:36. Janet is acting secretary. Could you call the roll so we can establish quorum?
Yes. Sam.
Yes.
Present. Wesley. Can't hear you. Lydia.
Here.
Present. Adriana. Oh, she's not. Well, it said she was not going to be able to attend the meeting. And Janet, and I'm here. Tony.
Present.
Michael.
Present.
Venetia. Can't hear you. Serene.
Roberts, present.
Present. Nancy. Sorden. Can't hear you. Okay, we have quorum, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Everybody should have received the draft agenda. If you've had a chance to look over that, are there any recommendations or modifications to that?
I didn't see it. Let me look for it. But we should read it anyway for the audience.
Okay. We have call to order minutes approval. And then we're going to discuss the PNB meeting for July the 7th, and then generally discuss the special meeting for July the 14th. Oh, special meetings for July the 14th. That's generally what I have.
Okay, and add the coordinating committee. Remember that was forwarded from last the coordinating committee. The contracts, affiliates contracts.
We'll have number 3 as affiliate contracts. Or just contracts in general, or you just mean discuss affiliates contract?
Affiliates contract.
All right.
We had talked about contracts in general, but the kind of priority right now would be the affiliates contract.
Okay, affiliates contract.
Point of order, Janet?
Yes, Janet, yes.
I would think it would be not 3. It would be a separate item from PNB meetings.
Okay, yep, it would be...
So just the next item after the PNB meetings discussion?
Okay, we'd list that as the second item, first item being PNB meeting, and item number 2, affiliates.
Country. And then I have another question.
Yes.
So this, the affiliate contract is something that can be discussed in open session? Lydia?
Yes, it would just be, my recommendation is just going to be to set up an initial task force.
Okay. Is there any objections to adding that item to the agenda? Is there any objections to the agenda that we sent out with the amended agenda? Okay, no objections. The agenda is so ordered. We'll move on now to a minute approval. Did everyone receive the minutes that Janet sent out? Is there any discussion on the minutes?
I'm sorry, when were they sent?
This is Janet. They were sent twice. They were sent on May 25th, and then they were sent on today, earlier today.
Well, what time? I'm trying to find it.
12:42 Pacific.
Sorry, 1:42, Michael?
12:42 Pacific.
12:42. Okay, thank you.
4 hours ago.
Okay. Are there any discussions on the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept them.
They've been moved. Is there any objection to accepting the minutes? Okay, no objection. We'll move on to the next item. Our next item is our meeting for July the 7th, which is a regular meeting. I'm going to start off with the executive director and the CFO and see what items they have, any action items they'd like to put on the regular agenda. Lydia.
Well, we're going to have some items from the election committee. And I think I was going to have something. Oh, yes. And we have some banking resolutions. We need to formally remove some people, as I recall. I sent that out in an email to somebody. But anyway, we may have some banking resolutions. And there was one more thing. I can't think of the other thing. I'll think of it later. But anyway, and so, but we need to prioritize the election on the agenda, and because some of the issues that are coming up will require our decision, namely whether to mail out without specifically having it requested the statement pamphlet booklet. And the National Election Supervisor does have some data to indicate that there was quite a high percentage of people that voted online last time. But nevertheless, whether that's an indication about the statements, we have to decide. We have this come up each time, so we have to decide. Obviously, it's going to be more expensive, for the stations that have a lot of candidates. KPSK has 62 listener candidates. 62. So anyway, so that's an issue. There's another issue on waivers at WBAI, and the election supervisor made a preliminary a decision on one aspect of it, but not on the other aspect. And so, you know, given that there's a part of the bylaws that say the LSC has to approve the individual waivers, and since the LSC is still in flux at WBAI, that calls into question waivers that have already been requested, and who makes that determination. I know. I'm also going to be recommending, if one of the directors will carry it, obviously I can't make the motion, but I will be recommending that a motion be made for a must carry on the convention. And of course, the must carry will have the fundraising component to it, which I have worked out, you know, the phone system and all of that since then. But the point being that if we don't do a must carry, it won't be carried by everyone. And it is therefore not as cost effective, and it's harder to raise money around something that doesn't happen or that isn't happening across the network. And so anyway, so I will propose, be recommending a must carry for, the convention.
Okay. Any other action items or anything that's all you have?
Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, yeah, and for open session, yeah.
Yeah. Any questions on those action items for open session from anyone?
Now, Tony, if I may.
Yeah.
I don't know if we will want to consider. It depends on what the motions are. Who's that?
Hi, this is Venetia Patel Adams.
Okay.
Ohio.
Venetia?
Yes,
we do.
Okay, Lydia.
Yeah, so I don't know whether we're going to discuss an open session about the meeting that wasn't noticed that took place after the non-quorum PMB meeting. We'll have to be judicious about that. Anything that pertains to staff will have to be an executive session. And board member issues, I think, can be discussed in open session. But my only other concern is that it is a CPB violation to hold such a meeting that's not noticed, etc. So we head up to the chair.
Okay. Any other discussion? Any questions to the executive director on those issues? from anyone? Okay, any discussions on those issues? Okay, we'll move on to the CFO. Do you have any action items for the regular open session on the 7th? We go to Sam, excuse me.
Yeah, so I will be presenting my CFO report. And that would be, it would be a little bit long this time because I have to provide updates to the board on many issues. Some questions have been raised, and that I will address in the CFO report. And that I will provide, say, I think either the same morning or maybe the night or the evening before, so that everybody can take a look. And I will not be able to cover exactly the whole report in my oral presentation. So there would be enough write-up that the members can be updated. But so far as the action items are concerned, I cannot propose any resolution. So if any member can propose, wants to propose, then that's up to them. There definitely will be a number of action items that will be coming out from the report. So I cannot say anything specific.
Okay, but you'll, I guess the, if it's a long report, the sooner you get it in advance for all the board members to review.
Yeah, so I will try to finish that at least a day before so that the members can take a look.
Okay.
Because in my presentation, I will not be able to cover, there's not sufficient time to cover all the points, so I definitely will be highlighting only the major points.
But you're planning to include them in the written report? Sorry.
Who was that? Michael, what was that?
I was asking if he was planning to include everything in the written report.
I'm sorry, Michael, I'm not able to get your point.
I was asking, you said you're going to give the highlights in your sort of oral report in terms of what can be dealt with. Will there be other items in the written report that are of less importance that you're also including in the written report?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because there's limited time, about 10 minutes or so, so it's very difficult to cover all the things. So the other things can be kind of an update to the board.
Yeah, and I want to add, I don't know how you have that in your report, but I think we do need to discuss the audit, the 2014 audit and 2015. I assume that'll be in your report, but if we can move that up, I think that's a major priority. We do need to put some time.
That is generally the first point on my report.
Okay.
And I can update that. Usually I update as a first point in my oral presentation as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Janet was trying to get in the stack.
Was that?
Janet was trying to get in the stack, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, Janet.
Well, I'm just, I just wanted to remind us that Pacifica Finances, there's a special meeting the week after that dedicated to finances, so
that is not really covered.
If things are not covered in this meeting, the July 7th meeting, then possibly they could be discussed in this July 14th meeting.
Nancy here. Nancy Ford in here.
Okay, Nancy.
So, so I would like to clarify about Janet's remarks.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, so the finance committee meeting that is scheduled especially for July 6th, that is devoted to finding ways for fundraising. That is not really a finance meeting itself.
No, there's a special PNB meeting, a second PNB meeting devoted to finances was scheduled for the 14th.
That's right. That's separate, but Janet had mentioned that there's a finance committee meeting. But that is for the fundraising only.
No, I don't think I said finance committee, but if I did, I I meant to say PNB meeting.
Okay, so confusion. just clarify, yeah.
Okay. Any other questions or discussions to the CFO on his recommendation?
Could you
Michael, to the stack?
I thought I heard Nancy and then Michael. Yeah, Nancy?
Just wanted to repeat it. I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm sorry, I thought I was on the call earlier. I was waiting. I thought I was the only one. I had wrong code. Sorry,
We were just going over recommendations that the executive director and the CFO wanted on the agenda for the meeting on the 7th. And then Sam just said he's going to do his report. He didn't really go in details. He's going to submit a written report.
Okay. Just the recommendation.
I'm sorry? Yeah, Nancy.
Recommendation is to have his written report on the meeting agenda.
Yeah, he's going to bring us up to date, and then any recommendations he's saying he might have, he's going to put in the written report, and he's going to get that out in advance of the meeting.
Okay, great. Okay. Thank you, Adriana.
Okay. All right. Glad to have you on, Adriana. Did you want to speak, or you were just saying you're here?
No, I'm just here. I don't know how long I'm going to stay because I'm driving, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for making it on.
Michael, to the stack.
Yeah, Mike.
Zimmerman.
So everybody mute you, I think. Speaking. Yeah, Michael.
I wanted to ask Sam. Did you want? You said that it might be some action items which you couldn't move. Did you want additional time on the agenda for that or?
I would very much welcome, actually, because every time it gets pushed back, and finance is definitely a very big issue. So if I can get some time, that'll be very much appreciated.
Definitely. But also keep in mind, Sam, we're going to have a special meeting, so if there's any major action I don't know if it's best to wait to that special meeting, but it's up to you what recommendations you're going to have. But we'll definitely allocate the time for it.
Michael,
was
back.
Who was that, Michael?
I think I heard somebody else.
Who was that?
Yeah, Serene.
Serene.
Okay. At the meeting on the May 5th PNB meeting, I brought a motion with regard to having the board chair respond to the letters from the WBAI LSB. And it was approved to be on the agenda. And then when we got to that time, I don't know what happened, but it wasn't dealt with. So I would like that back on the agenda.
Janet?
Janet?
So kind of piggybacking on that, there are some other old business items that I recommend carrying over, and that would be what
kind of order?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'd like this dealt with before we go into all the other things.
We haven't established an order just yet. We're just going over items.
Is Janet, point of order?
Yes, Janet, what's your point of order?
She does.
So Serene is recommending or moving her particular item, and I assume that it's discussable, and what I was just saying was part of a discussion. I was just remarking that there are a number of items that would not addressed at the last meeting, and I think they should be also, all of them, not just Serene's. So maybe I'll just I'll move to amend.
We haven't there's no formal motion on the floor, but all of that seemed like it could come under old business that we didn't get from the meeting.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It was, as the order was listed in the other agendas as old business.
Right. That's what I'm recommending.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that all those other items and establish the priority as it was established on the old agendas as old business.
Michael Stack?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I don't object that. I just wanted to follow up on the thread with Sam in terms of the fact that there is a special meeting of the PMB to vote the finances the following week. In terms of prioritizing the report, if there's anything that is so pressing that must be dealt with prior to that meeting, seems like that would be a priority of for the regular meeting. And
yeah, so the only thing that I can think of, I have been suggesting in my report, consistently, that if the stations have to give notices to the union, because if they cannot make the payroll, then that would be the only priority. And I don't know how that would be addressed.
But you want to, so you will make that as one of your top priorities on the July the 7th meeting?
I have already been informing the board on my June 26th report. Also, I had highlighted that issue. And that would be because the time is already short if we have to give a 30-day notice. And that would also be included in my July 7th report.
Okay. So any other recommendations on the way we have it is generally we're going to have the executive director's report, the CFO report, and then we'll go to old business. I assume there'll be some committee reports.
There's some motions from the finance committee, which I just sent to people. Maybe those could wait for the special meeting on finance. They were basically it's a two-part motion to have the PMB direct the LSBs to engage in fundraising of a couple of types.
Okay, that's going to be on our next item on tonight's agenda to discuss the finance. So it might be better to put that at the special finance meeting. Okay, any other items for the regular meeting on the 7th? Okay, we'll go on to the special meeting for July the 14th. That's the special meeting to deal with finances. The way we have it ordered now is an executive session first, closed session, primarily dealing with finance, and then an open session. Lydia, you want to comment on that or address that aspect of it? They wanted to know why the closed session had to go first, and I think you had some comments on that.
Okay. Because some of it informs the open session, there are aspects that we can dispose of in closed session that have been raised in open session. We want to make sure if there's more discussion on those that it be concentrated in closed session, and then we can just go clean into the open session. Also, we may have some additional information having to do with the litigation and other personnel issues that might be best served in executive session. I don't expect that this will be lengthy, though. So, hopefully.
Okay, the way we have it scheduled now is a closed session starting at 8:30 Eastern, going to I think 10 o'clock or 10:30.
That's 10 o'clock is planning, I think.
Okay. So, I have a question here. What is the protocol, like a point of order or something, or what?
You want to speak to the issue, or what do you want to speak to, Sam?
Yeah. I would like to speak to the order. Why is the executive session scheduled before the open session? Because my point is that the discussion can happen only in the open session, and then we come to certain points which cannot be discussed in the open, and then they can be discussed in the executive session. So unless until we really come to some kind of logical conclusion, that, or understanding that these are the issues that cannot be discussed, those can be discussed at the closed. So right now, I'm not able to understand the logic why this executive session is before the open.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Because once we start discussing in open session things that should only be discussed in closed session, then it's too late because they've already been articulated. And then it doesn't become a notice session. You can certainly adjourn, stop someone from talking, create chaos, and break into executive session. But the orderly thing, and what we have done, by the way, routinely, on occasion, is to have closed sessions first. And the other issue is, in the event that we need our legal counsel around some of the election issues as well, it has been our experience that counsel is more readily available at 8:30 Eastern as opposed to later in the evening, since they tend to want to stay at the office and look at their legal files while they're discussing various things.
Janet, to the set?
Yeah, Jen.
Yeah, and so also the closed session could possibly inform the open session.
Indiana?
Could you just elaborate a little bit on what you mean by that, Janet, and then I'll go to Adriana?
Well, it's somewhat similar to what Lydia just said, that something might come up that during the open session, if it's first, that would need to be discussed in closed session. So, but there have already been issues that have been brought up that need to be discussed in a closed session that relate to finances. And so a discussion of those issues before the open session could inform the open session.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes. We have already some open sessions where things that we're supposed to be talking in executive session, we're talking. I know that we need to discuss a bunch of issues, and some of them are only be discussed in executive session when we talk about people, when we talk about employees, when we talk about, we cannot make the foundation liable. And happened before, and I think that we have a bunch of information that need to be clear before we can go to open session. Because, all of us know, we are in open session now, and obviously I cannot give particular, specific things, but we all know that we need to clear in executive session a bunch of this information. I have some things that, I can disclose to the board that are part of my director's inspection. Some of them need to be in executive session. I think that we must start with executive session. Thank you.
Sam on the stack.
Yeah, Sam, well, first of all, is there anyone who hasn't spoken to this issue want to speak, and then I'll come back to Sam?
Okay. Michael?
Michael.
I'm wondering if it might be necessary to have an executive session before and then also after the public session.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll take us well past 12 o'clock, but that's an interesting idea, yeah. Sam.
Yeah, so that is exactly my concern, that the executive session will last so long that probably it will eat away into the open session, and we may not have time for discussion of the core issues, the core financial issues. So that is my first concern. The second thing is that, I would like to be briefed at least a day before about the items that are going to be discussed in the closed session, so that I'm prepared and I'm not surprised. Because with I meaning at least the leadership team, and not exactly in all the details, but at least the topics that are going to be covered. So it should not say, it should give enough time for preparation.
Janet?
Okay,
All right, there have been a number of meetings, PNB open session meetings that have had where there were supposed to be closed sessions, but time has run out and we didn't have those closed sessions. So we need to do that, and we can't it's possible that if the open session comes first on July 14th, that time would run out, depending on extensions or whatever, where we wouldn't be able to have a closed session. So we could also, if the open, there's not enough time for the open session to finish whatever, we could call a continuation meeting. I'm done.
This is Lydia.
Lydia.
And because we haven't had other executive session meetings, we haven't had some reports from the committee, the grouping, which included Sam and Tony, for example, on Empire and various things that we have started in executive session and have not, revisited that. And then there was the banking motion. This came up this week when trying to get on the Wells Fargo account, and they wanted to have the motion from when Raul was taken off, the former CFO was removed from the account, which we did last May, but we did it in closed session. So there are just some routine things. Like I said, I don't expect this to be a long session. We simply have to record it out, and it has to be an executive session to report it out into open session in order to facilitate the proper processing when this keeps coming up, so that none of us, including the officers of the foundation, violate confidentiality by sharing it with anyone. So there's just a bunch of little things, because for some reason we did, for good reason probably at the time, we passed it in executive session, but it has to be reported out to open session, which it never was. So there's a bunch of little housekeeping things like that we need to take care of as well. But I don't anticipate, when we had executive sessions and we wanted to end them at 7, at 10 Eastern, that's when they end. I've never known this to be a big deal, but okay.
Sam on the stack.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, so can we limit the executive session to a certain time, like say 1 hour long or one and a half hours, so that we have enough time for the open session?
Yeah, that's what we have right now. As I recall, we said it would end at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern.
So we have a 10 p.m. Eastern time ending.
Yes.
Janet, may I add to that?
Yeah, Janet.
Right. So I noticed both meetings, and the open session was noticed for 10 o'clock.
Okay, so we have a time certain to end definitely the closed session by 10.
Or a time to start the open session at 10.
Okay, and also I heard the CFO said that if there's any major financial issues or documents or something he has to respond to or that's going to be presented, that he should get that in advance so he can have enough information to respond to anything in closed session. So. I was just highlighting.
Janet, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Well, we need to take under consideration, too, that basically the CFO and the ID, they will be there to answer questions, I think, But basically, the motions and the executive session is for the PMB members. I mean, we can ask. I agree that everybody should receive all the information prior to the meeting. And I'm asking for that since a long time ago. And more than once, we were blindsided with information and motions that we never had before. But I believe that we have a bunch of information that we need to share, and the only way to do it is an executive session. I don't know if we will have the whole executive session with everybody. I think that some of the executive session I will ask for only PMB members to be present. And we can call the executive director and the CFO when we need some information from them. Janet?
Yes, Janet.
So can we come to a resolution about this, like maybe take a vote? Or
the only thing that we're discussing that's on the table is we're going to have the closed session at starting at the first at 8:30 till 10, and the open session at 10 o'clock.
Right, and we haven't, you know, there are differences of opinion about whether to do that or not, maybe. So can we resolve this?
Well, first of all, is there any objection during the closed session at 8:30 and ending at 10 and during the open session at 10 o'clock? Okay, there's no objection, so there we are. The next item we have is to discuss the, well, I guess we don't need to go into detail. We just scheduled the closed session. I'm sorry, not the closed session, but the open session, the format of the open session for the 14th. I guess we'll start off with a CFO report and Finance Committee report, and then begin to go into recommendations or discussions on the finances.
Michael, do the
same. Janet.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah. And then Janet.
We should have the report out from the closed session.
Yeah, okay,
open session.
As a report out from the closed session, and then we'll go, and then Janet, yes.
Right, Janet. And so Michael had asked about adding the motions from the NFC, so that should be also included.
Yeah, that's why I said have a...
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Is Tony still there?
It sounds like he got off midstream.
Sorry?
He'll be back on probably in a 30 seconds or so.
Okay, can we finish in the meantime? We are off the stream, you mean?
No. No.
Thank you.
Okay. But we don't have a chair right now.
Okay. Secretary?
He may not realize he's off.
Okay. Oh, he might be talking to himself.
Yes.
I'm wondering why there's no objection.
He's probably talking all kinds of stuff.
I got cut off. I'm back up. So, okay. I think we left off with Janet. You were commenting. Janet.
Oh no! Did we lose Janet now? Sorry. No. I was on mute. I was just saying we need to include the NFC motions that Michael brought up in the agenda.
Are you there, Anna?
Okay, the way I thought we would do it is do the CFO report and then the chair of the finance committee would report out any motions after that, and then we go into discussion. Yeah, Adriana.
Yes, I think that we should have, if we want to talk about the same issues and it's an open session, I want the ID report, maybe the ID has something to contribute to the finance committee. But if it's a CFO report and it's a National Finance Committee chair report, I want those reports in writing well before of the meeting. Then we know what we are talking about, because if not, it's pure propaganda. you know, just in the last minute, nobody had time to check anything. And we are in the middle of an election process, and we know that it's being used, a bunch of this, politically. Then I want the reports in writing, like we should always have, with enough time for the members to really know what we have to, and make the research that we have to do. Thank you.
No, I don't have a problem with that. Lydia, would you would also want some time to do a report during that finance session? Into that?
Well, I want to do the normal. I'm losing sight of the order of things. As I said, I think that the election motions have to be done. Those are time sensitive. Is a special order of business or...
Lydia, this is a special meeting on the 14th dealing with finances.
On the 14th. I can offer progress on my plan, which I actually will put in writing. It's things that I've already discussed openly in open session of various meetings. So I'm just going to put them in writing and give you an update as to how each of those things is progressing. And that will be for the July 7th, not the July 14th. In the 14th, I can give a further progress report on the whole thing. My plan, as I have articulated many times, includes both short-term, medium, and long-term recommendations, as well as contingencies. And so, I'll put that in writing. It will be relevant to both meetings.
Janet?
Was that?
Point of clarification, Nancy.
Yes.
Is the meeting on the 7th still, the open meeting still open for her agenda items? I think.
Yes, that's what we're...
Yeah, we discussed that.
I thought you were talking about 14th now.
Yeah, we're on the 14th now. We've already went over the 7th. We wanted to the special meeting on the 14th, the open session on the 14th.
So the motion that Michael got had proposed and was passed at the Finance Committee meeting, that's going to be brought up as soon as possible, right, on the 7th, not the 14th?
No, the way we have it ordered, I think we decided to bring it up on the 14th.
Why wait?
Wait, this is Lydia. I don't know what that motion is. So
it was to encourage the LSB to ask people to help fund, help give loans to for the projects, the mail order project, direct mail. Michael, maybe you could explain.
I sent it to everybody this evening, but there was two parts. One was to have the PMB direct the local station board and local station board members to seek sustaining members for the radio station. And the second was to think of people who might be able to offer interest-free loans to the foundation to finance fundraising mailings by the national office.
Because the 14th will be after some people's LSB meetings, and then they'll have to wait a whole month to get that motion if we pass it from the PNB. And it just seems like it would be better to do it on the 7th, get it dealt with, so we can get potentially some money coming in.
I would support that for the 7th. Three stations would be meeting on the 13th, so I also support that.
Great.
Oh, Michael, you would bring that up on the 7th under the Finance Committee report, or how would you bring that
up?
Well, Brian,
I mean, it's a committee. I introduced the motions at the Finance Committee, but they're now the motions of the Finance Committee. They were approved by the committee, so Brian would introduce them from the committee.
We'll bring that by doing the Finance Committee report on the 7th and bring those motions up on the 7th through the Finance Committee.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
So in addition to the LSBs doing fundraising, what was the, was there only one other NFC motion? In any case, what other NFC motions were there?
The sustaining membership funds that he just mentioned.
Okay. So both of those would be now, we're saying, would be included in the open session.
We're saying in the 7th.
On the 7th. I meant on the 7th, yeah. As you had requested initially.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have we agreed to that, Tony?
Yes, unless there's any objection, we're going to bring that item up on the 7th on the chair of the Finance Committee report, and they'll bring those motions up at that time. Unless I didn't hear any objection to that. We were still on the open session special meeting for the 14 on finances. We'll do a brief report from the executive director, report from the CFO, and then the chair of the finance committee, and then we'll get into discussion and action items for that meeting. Is the general layout of the special meeting on the 14th. Okay.
Janet, wait, point of information?
Yes.
So, okay, never mind.
I have a question here, Tony.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah. You had mentioned the ID report and the CFO report. Can we do it the other way, the CFO report and then the ID report? Because ID is only giving an update on the progress, but she will not be discussing the current matters so much.
Well,
and I'm afraid that we again will run out of time.
No, I think, as I understand, Lydia, she just had a brief update report. Your report is going to be much more extensive and involved. Is that correct, Lydia? She just had a brief update report, right?
Yeah, and it informs the rest of the discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't see her as having an extensive amount of information, just an update but your report, I think, would be much more involved and extensive, and it might even take up the rest of the meeting.
Michael to the SEC?
Yeah, Michael.
So, probably we should prepare some time frame for those discussions, and I think we do need to reserve time in addition to just reporting Q&A for any action items that emerge that, motions that we want to put forward for how to deal with the information about the extent of the financial difficulties.
Yeah, that's what we didn't just have getting the report. Once they give the report, we have time after that for discussion and action items. Adriana, yes. Can't hear you, Adriana. I can barely hear you.
Are we discussing the 14th or the 7th?
We're discussing the open finance meeting on the 14th.
On the 14th, okay. The normal progression is the executive director report and the technical report. And then the national.
Can't hear you, Adriana. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
You sound like you're in an echo, like in a tunnel.
Yeah, well, I am. But what I'm saying is that normally the normal progression is the executive director report and then the CFO report and then the National Finance Committee chair report, if we start the way that we would do it.
Right? Yeah, that's the way I went over it, Adriana. That's where we have it.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I also want to propose that we add an executive session on the 14th for 10:30. If we don't need it, we don't have to do it. but I'd like us to have the possibility. This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, there are some things happening that are progressing more quickly that I would like to be able to discuss. Some of it gets held up because we don't know what the litigation is happening in New York. Hopefully that will be resolved. But regardless, there are aspects of it, excuse me, that we need to discuss. And also because whenever you discuss contingency and whenever you discuss short, medium, and long-range plans, it by necessity, in particular, the contingency aspect of it, involves some executive session discussion. So that could be on the back end, not on the front end. So in that case, to have the open session first and the executive session second makes sense. So I support that.
Mike, we're saying we're adding a second executive. In other words, we're having a first executive session on the 14th, then an open session, and now a second executive session. Is that what people are saying?
No. The 14th begins with an open session. It's the 7th, isn't it? I'm sorry, I'm not in front of my...
Oh.
Just proposing a closed session on the 14th.
Right, which is currently now only an open session.
No, I think we noticed that for a closed session. Is that right, Janet?
May I respond? I clarify? Excuse me, I have the floor. I have the floor. I have the floor, Chair, don't I?
Yes, Janet,
So we agreed in this meeting to have a closed session before the open session on July 14th, that the closed session would start at 8:30 and the open session would start at 10. So I also, so the suggestion to have an I don't understand what the suggestion to have an executive session at 10:30 would be, since the open session would start at 10. Anyway, I'm confused.
But the important point is on the 14th, we already have a closed session starting at 8:30 and an open session starting at 10. And as I understand it, Serene, you are proposing another closed session on the 14th at the end of the meeting?
At 10:30.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia.
Okay, so confused. I thought we were doing a closed session at 8:30 Eastern on the 7th.
We didn't have one planned. No. Unless you're proposing to notice one, but I don't think Janet has noticed one for the 7th.
That's correct. I did not notice one.
Nancy, point of information, I thought that was what we were talking about doing, too.
No, we were discussing the meeting on the 14th as a closed session and open session. We were only discussing the 14th.
Because we were talking about having a closed session to start out with before we started talking about the meeting on the 14th.
No, that's not correct. We disposed of the meeting on the 7th, and we didn't discuss the closed session. We went into the 14th, and the closed session on the 14th, and the open session.
About it at night before we went to the 14th.
Wow. Okay.
That's what we were. I'm just trying to clarify what Serene is proposing, another closed session on the 14th.
Yeah, I forgot we were starting with a closed session. I was trying to put it at the end. I'm not in front of my... I'm not looking at the calendar. Yeah, and this is Lydia. I thought we were discussing the 7th, that whole discussion early in the meeting. We were discussing what we put on the agenda, so now I don't know what we put on the agenda.
Nancy, point of order, could we revisit the 7th?
No, well, let me just go. We can, of course, revisit, but we started out just discussing a regular meeting on the 7th, and no one mentioned a closed session.
Right.
That's what we started out, and we went through that
right.
whole...
No, we were talking about having a closed session at the beginning.
Nancy, let me finish. I'm just going over, recapping what we did. We started off talking about the regular meeting on the 7th, and we went over the executive report, executive director's report, and the CFO report. There was no discussion of any closed session on the 7th. Then we went from there to the 14th. And so if anybody's suggesting a closed session on the 7th, you need to do that because we would have to notice that by tomorrow. So that's what the recommendation is.
Janet, as secretary today, can I clarify also what we agreed on?
Yes, Janet, you want to clarify?
My understanding, what I have is for the July 7th discussion, we will have it will include, and this is just open session, election issues, which would be have high priority or highest priority, banking resolutions, proposing a motion regarding a must carry on the conventions, discuss the non-noticed meeting, whatever can be discussed in open session, and then also the CFO report with the highlights, requesting 2014 audit update, time sensitive, something about noticing or notice to unions, and then carrying over old business from the previous meeting that was not reached. That's what we agreed on from based on my understanding for July 7th. And it's only, I'm not done.
And then ultimately the new business.
I'm sorry, may I?
Yeah, let her finish and then we'll pick people after that.
All right. So, and that's what we agreed on for the open session for July 7th. There was no discussion of a closed session on July 7th. Then we moved to talking, as Tony said, about the July 14th special meetings. The first thing that we agreed on or that we discussed was whether the closed session would happen before the open session, and we agreed that that would be, there were no objections to that. And that during the open session, then we discussed the agenda for the open session. That would include a report out from the closed session, an IED report, a CFO report, an NFC chair report, and then action items. And then after that, so that's what we agreed about on for the open session for July 14th agenda. Then that shifted to the NFC motions that we agreed would go to the July 7th meeting, not the July 14th meeting that we originally kind of thought that's where it would go. And then we're talking about another executive session, whether it would be a second executive session for July 14th or an executive session for the July 7th meeting. I'm done.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Okay, I thought I heard, first I heard Michael, then Nancy, and who else?
Lydia.
Well, let's hear Lydia, and then we'll go to Michael and Nancy. Yeah, Lydia.
Okay, so the we doesn't include those of us that were confused and believe we were discussing the 7th. So, strike the banking resolution because, as I explained, that has to be discussed in closed session first in order to report it out to open session from the May 7th, 2015 meeting. That is why my entire night has been advocating for the wrong meeting. So strike all of that. There will be no banking resolutions on the 7th since it's contingent on an executive session meeting that I thought was happening at 8:30 on the 7th. I don't really care. It can happen on the 14th. And it can happen at the beginning, so we transfer the banking resolution stuff to the 14th. And when everybody says we all agree, you only agree if you know that you're on the same page.
So those of us that were confused about that were not objecting, just not with everybody else, obviously. Okay, thank you. That's it.
Michael?
I had nothing else. I just wanted to say that we changed the agenda of the 7th by adding the NFC motions in as new business.
Okay, and I think I heard Nancy, then Serene.
Yeah, I Janet clarified it, and then Lydia clarified it further. I have no comment.
Okay, Serene.
So I'd like us to do a closed session on the 7th at 10:30 Eastern.
So you're proposing, let me see, we already have an open session scheduled, so you're saying a closed session at 10:30.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there any discussion, and what's your, you want to motivate that, what's your rationale for that?
Janet, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
So I'm just curious whether we have settled, are we finished with the July 14th? Discussions, and now we're shifting back to the 7th, or we keep on going back and forth.
We pretty much resolve all the issues on the 14th. I didn't hear any other. We resolve all of those, and we're back to the now. Serene is proposing a closed session for the regular meeting on the 7th.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
And
I'm
concerned that after there was a no quorum meeting, someone got on the stream, claimed they were having a PNB meeting, and had on people who were not PNB members. So there are some aspects of that that need to be dealt with in executive session. I'd rather do it sooner, meaning on the 7th, rather than wait until the 14th, which, you know, where we'd like to just focus on the finances.
Yeah, this is Lydia. I agree.
Okay, anyone who want to speak to the closed session on the 7th at 10:30?
Yeah, I object.
Yes, Sam.
Janet.
And then, Sam, did you want to discuss that, and then we'll go to Janet, or...
Yeah, this is playing a political football, because I was there on the meeting, and the opportunity was given to the directors to be present at the regularly scheduled meeting or the special meeting, and nobody wanted to show up. So I don't see the reason why this political football is being played now, and especially consuming time from the members. And we could extend the open session to discuss some more important questions and come to some resolutions there. So I think it's not a good use of time.
Well, keep in mind, before we go down this road, we're only discussing whether to have a closed session at 10:30. We don't want to get too deep in the subject matter of the discussion. That's the only issue on the table. And I think respond,
this
Janet.
Well, Janet, I was next on the stack.
We're
going
to go to Janet, then Serene.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Okay, Serene, what's your point of personal privilege?
So I think it's entirely inappropriate of the CFO to make the allegation that this is, quote, political football. There was a breach of process. There were non-PNB members. I think even if we've been, you know, totally subsumed in the numbers, the CFO must be aware that there's an issue about directors at WBAI. And there were people on that call who were clearly not directors. Let me finish, please. I think it's an important issue. And I don't want us to have to spend finance time, because the 14th is about finance. The 7th is a general meeting. I'd like us to deal with it then.
Okay, we recognize your point of personal privilege, but I want to caution everybody, we're only discussing having a closed session at 10:30 on the 7th. We don't need to go deep into the subject matter of what we're going to discuss on the 7th. Okay, the next person I had, who was next?
Janet.
Janet, yes.
So, one, I support having a closed session on the 7th. But the reason, I mean, why have one on the 7th? I think it was important to raise what the issue would be, which had to do with what happened on June 26th. What actually happened or what the issues were should be discussed at in the closed session. So I support having it.
Okay, and who was that to Janet?
Adriana.
Adriana, yes.
Well, I agree with the issue too. We should. We have some conversations today even. We need to have an executive session because some very important issues that we need to discuss, and we cannot do it in open session. When that involves personnel and when that involves, you know, the name of some people, we need to do it in an executive session. That's why, and it's urgent. We cannot condone, you know, things happening without saying anything. We cannot act like nothing happened. We need to go to an executive session, and we need to exercise our cautious, you know, judgment and trying to, we need, what I'm trying to say, we need, it's a must to have an executive session. We cannot keep going this way and act like nothing happened because it's encouraging bad behavior, that's it.
Okay, anyone want to speak to the issue of having a closed session on the 7th at 10:30?
Someone go to a
Okay. There was an objection, so we'll go to a vote on whether or not we're going to have a closed session on the 7th. That's the regular meeting at 10:30. Could the secretary call a roll?
Yes. Sam?
No.
No. Wesley? Don't hear you. Lydia?
Yes.
Yes. Adriana?
Yes.
Yes. Janet votes yes. Tony? Oh, I'll get to you after.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Michael?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you still there? Yes.
Yes. Venetia?
Yes.
Yes. Serene?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. So I have one moment. 1, 2, 3, 4. 7 yes, 1 no. And Chair Tony, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I voted yes. Yeah.
Okay. So 8 yes, 1 no. So this passes.
Okay. So we'll, the secretary will notice that for tomorrow for closed session on the 7th at 10:30.
Yes.
Okay. The next item we have is the affiliate contract on the agenda. Lydia, you want to?
Yes. Yes. So we have a number of issues, and, you know, Jim, I see I accidentally picked up my folder. But anyway, we, as a result of, well, of the court challenge, it we ended up delving into all of the contracts, and this is not into the individual profiles of the affiliates or anything, so that part is not confidential at all. It is just that it has never, when I had spoken to the archives director, it had never been vetted by an attorney. We have a recommendation from our attorney in terms of some things that needed to be changed in the contract. I further had someone else also with a law degree look at them, and we also finally got a copy of all of the affiliate contracts, a great many of them which had not been signed by any executive director. The early ones were signed by a former executive director. And so we need to come up with a process as to who signs the contract, the executive director, or as the director of the unit believes
the director of the unit. Also, which came about, again, because of our court dates and what we had to submit, is the notion of what determines whether an affiliate's fees are waived, or also some of the earlier contracts did not have an end date on them, which actually held us in good stead in court. But as a result of that, subsequent to that, some of the contracts seem to be renewed yearly, so we should determine should they be renewed yearly. Clearly, this invites greater staff time and staffing for the unit, for example. And so if you have an affiliate, this is an example, if you have an affiliate that's been with us for many, many years and they pay the same thing and they pay on time, why are we bothering to renew them? Why is it not like the early contracts that simply call for either side can renew with 30 days notice or whatever it is? So as long as someone's in good standing, that could cut down on constantly having to every year sign 180 contracts. And then the criteria is unclear. And so, you know, all of those kinds of aspects. So I would like to see a task force that initially, this doesn't mean others can't be invited as proposed by these entities, but to initially have the chair of the coordinating committee and chair of the board, Tony Norman, again, because he is an attorney himself, Afia Wangaza, who is one of the affiliates, also an attorney and has been with us longer than our other affiliate, but I would like him involved as well. And, of course, they would be inviting in as needed, not as part of the committee, because this is a board governance task force, not like the coordinating that has the staff on it. And then invite in for input, obviously, and consultation with the director of affiliates. And so all of those, you know, a lot of things came up. It ended up being a necessary task. And I would propose that a three-member task form be formed under the auspices of coordinating.
Okay. So the recommendation is to form a task force to review the affiliate contracts under the auspices of coordinating.
Okay. Yeah, the affiliate contract process.
Okay, the affiliate contract process.
Yeah, and I'll have a more concise written report, which I have put together and is now missing from my office. But anyway, with the specifics, what we're looking at is just process, the uniformity, the tenure of the contracts that might be able to streamline the processes, and who should sign the contract. And so that would be my recommendation.
Okay, any discussion on that?
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Well, it's more a question. So what I understand is what Lydia's saying, that I assume this is a motion that she's putting to this committee that it recommends, that the committee recommends to the PNB that there be a three-member task force formed to review the affiliate contracts process. Lydia,
yes.
Is that?
Yes, sir. But with those specific people that I mentioned.
Can you repeat those people?
Tony Norman, Afia Wangaza, and Siobhan Gammon.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so why would the committee need to go to the PNB about creating a task force that's working under the auspices of the committee? Why can't we simply create the task force?
I did. I'm not saying the PNB. Did somebody say the PNB?
Sorry. I thought that's what Janet said. Maybe I missed.
Yes, that's what I was understanding. So,
No.
No, she's saying that we go ahead and create the task force through the coordinating committee. She's not recommending to the PNB for task force.
Okay.
Okay, any further discussion on this?
Yeah, this is Lydia.
Yes.
Yeah, once the coordinating committee that has since 2006 been tasked with reviewing contracts and so forth, that we would then, once we have this process, then it would go to the PNB after this committee as a whole would vote on a process.
Okay. Any other questions or further discussion on this item? Okay. Is there any?
Janet.
Can I just clarify what now my understanding is of what Lydia is moving?
Yes.
That the coordinating committee form a 3-member task force consisting of Tony, Afia, and Javon to review the affiliate contracts process.
Yes.
Okay, everyone understands that. Any other further discussions on that or questions? Is there any objection to that? Okay, no objections. So I think that concludes our meeting for today. I want to thank you all.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll see you all. Have a blessed holiday.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.